The James Hunter 6 und Baby Hold On, hier gehört bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Und so klingt der James aus der Dose gespielt und aus der Dose haben wir ihn jetzt rausgelassen und der sitzt bei uns im Studio, ist glaube ich direkt vom Flughafen gekommen, muss ich mal nachfragen. Hello, James Hunter.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Come a little bit closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Tom.
Yes, now I hear you. James, you came here with your suitcase. You have your guitar with you. Did you just come straight from the airport?
Near enough. I arrived at the hotel last night. So, I brought everything with me because, after all these promos, I've got to go to the, straight to the gig.
Okay, what's in the suitcase?
Me suit. I brought two suits just in case. Because I don't want to get my... usually after about two gigs, I get mold all over one of them. So I have to have a spare.
Mm-hmm. Also wir haben jetzt mal geklärt, was in seinem Gepäck drin ist. Im Gepäck ist der Anzug für heute Abend und dann noch ein Anzug zum Wechseln, weil die werden immer ganz schnell pekig und dann muss er sich manchmal ganz schnell auch einen neuen anziehen. James, something that I wanted to ask you, and I don't take this the wrong way.
Of course.
People are increasingly nowadays calling each other out for, calling companies out for what they perceive as cultural appropriation.
Oh yeah, plagiarism. You know? Yes, yes.
No. Like when you have white rappers, have white kids dressing up as Indians, and it's always like a big scandal. Do you think white newcomers from outside the U.S. who are kind of getting involved in culture that comes from the U.S., they have other challenges today than you had when you started out? Because you are very influenced by American culture, too.
Yeah, and I've lucky enough never to have been called out for it, you know, because I'm certainly guilty of it. I mean, I've got no claim to any direct claim to that music. I'm just in love with it, and I do it, you know. But I think if you do it with the affection and respect it merits, you know, you kind of make yourself less of a target. Yeah. I think it's because it depends. If you appropriate someone's culture as a kind of fashion accessory, then I'd say you're asking for it. But I think I think the genuine love of the music comes across, I hope.
Okay, yeah. James habe ich gefragt, irgendwie so mit dieser Cultural Appropriation, dass man ganz vielen Leuten heutzutage immer vorwirft, also weißen Rappern auch zum Beispiel, ob das damals, als er angefangen hat, einfacher war als heute, da weiß er nicht mehr so genau, also er wäre auf jeden Fall schuldig dessen, aber er meint, wenn man das richtig macht, dann ist es eigentlich kein Problem, wenn man das jetzt nur aus Eitelkeit macht, dann ist es irgendwie ein bisschen doof. I've always imagined you to be one of those musicians who might just, you know, travel to the southern states in the US drinking whiskey out of a jar and playing sessions with musicians that nobody has ever heard of and things like this. Is that true or is that only my imagination?
Well, I did get as far as Southend on sea. That was that was about the far the deep south I got until recent years. But I mean, if you go to New Orleans, you go to Bourbon Street, there's nothing but karaoke bars there anyway.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a deception.
It's what's happened, you know, it's what's happened. And I think... This is, you're talking about culture appropriation. Something that annoys me far more is what they call the heritage industry.
What is that?
Which is where basically you destroy something in the process of preserving it.
Is that something like gentrification?
It's similar. Yes, it is. It's you'll get a town that's kind of destroyed and turned into a living museum for how we used to live. But if they'd left it alone, it would still be how we used to live.
That is true.
But they turn it into a little, a little tourist trap kind of thing. And we visit a lot of towns in America that suffer from that. You know, you look at beautiful little fishing town and then suddenly they don't do fish anymore. They just sell, they just sell bad suits to tourists.
Oh man. Ich habe gefragt, ob er so ein Musiker ist, der dann immer so in die Südstaaten in den USA fährt und dann irgendwie Whisky aus dem Einmachglas trinkt und dann mit allen rumjammt. Und er meinte, er kam bloß bis in den Süden von England, mehr hat er in den letzten Jahren nicht geschafft. Aber er meinte, New Orleans ist sowieso inzwischen so, dass man da jetzt nicht unbedingt Musik an allen Ecken und Enden trifft, sondern da gibt's so Straßen, da ist jeder zweite Laden eine Karaoke-Bar und das ist auch irgendwie ein bisschen nervig. Is there a stylistic difference between James Hunter and the James Hunter 6? Like Ben Harper, he tends to be a little bit more rocky when he's with the Innocent Criminals or...
No, it's the same act.
It's the same thing.
It's just we've changed the name to incorporate, to acknowledge the number of people in it. And it sounds more like a band now. So and it was precisely that reason we changed it, so that people wouldn't think I was a solitary, sensitive singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Okay, also das Six hinten an James Hunter Six, das kommt nur daher, damit Leute auch wissen, wie viele Leute da auf der Bühne stehen, wenn sie eine Karte für James Hunter kaufen, damit sie nicht denken, der sitzt da alleine auf dem Barhocker mit einer Gitarre. Let's hear a song of yours and then we'll talk some more.
Certainly.
Do you want to say something about this song? It's called Something's Calling.
Oh yes, I'm very, I'd like to make special note of the wonderful backing singers, namely Gregory Lee, Malik Moore, and Alex Desert, who did a fantastic job, as you will hear.
Let's hear it. Wer hustet da im Hintergrund? Das ist James Hunter von The James Hunter Six. Haben wir gerade Something's Calling gehört hier von seinem neuen Album Hold On. Seit Anfang Februar ist es draußen. Heute spielt der James im Columbia Theater, heute Abend. I read it's not the easiest task for you to actually write songs. What's the story behind the one that we just heard?
Well, that one, actually, that does have a slight, it's one of the few of my songs that does have an element of autobiography. I was just trying to convey a sense of escaping from circumstances or your hometown. And I actually did, I kind of incorporated the moods I was going through when I first left Colchester. Uh-huh. So it was very much in my mind when I wrote it. 1986, 30 years ago.
So the past becomes very idealized.
No, not very much. It was quite a bitter sort of time. When I first moved to London, I sort of, I was leaving a rancorous relationship I had with a girl and a lousy flatmate and a rotten landlady and a job I hated.
Wow,
and,
please continue.
And the same, very same day I moved, we buried our grandmother. You know, it was her funeral the day I moved. So it was a very poignant sort of day, very mixed emotions and that. And I kind of plowed it into this song, really.
Is it something that you started writing back then already and it never got finished?
I just dredged up the memory and put it on paper, really.
Okay, der Song, den wir gerade gehört haben, hat was Autobiografisches, wo James Hunter zum ersten Mal nach London gezogen ist, in merkwürdigen Umständen gewohnt hat, jemand merkwürdigen gedatet hat und am selben Tag ist auch noch seine Oma gestorben. Also ein sehr, sehr traumatischer, will man nicht sagen, aber ein sehr... Na, dieser Tag war ein besonderer. The label had Adaptone, I read in one of your interviews where you release your record now, is actively influencing your music. No, you said like he was responsible for putting a breakdown for the first time into
one
of your songs. You don't hear that too often, that people go to a label and then allow somebody to actually influence their music.
Well, that's because it's the first time we've been with somebody who's judgment we've got a degree of trust in, you know, and quite a lot, in fact. He knows her. And Gabriel Roth has got so many ideas, and is out of about 70 ideas, I'll usually reject about two.
Okay.
He'll have two bad ideas out of 70, which is a pretty good track record.
Okay. Also James lässt sich schon von dem Chef von seinem Plattenlabel beeinflussen, wenn es manchmal um Songwriting geht, weil der Typ weiß auch viel über Musik. Is he a good musician or is he a good audience member?
Oh, he's a bit of both, Gabe. I suppose. He's a bit of
what does he play?
If he wasn't 10 years younger than me, he'd be a bit of a father figure, really. But he's he's a great producer. He's got infinite patience, which is almost as much as he needs when he deals with us. And he knows, he understands the concept of the music we got. He knows what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And he'll find a shortcut to it, you know, more often than not.
James Hunters neues Album kommt bei Deptone raus und er sagt also, das ist eine tolle Situation da, weil Gabe auch ein toller Produzent ist und so weiter. Voll des Lobes. Tonight you're playing at Columbia Theater. What's the show like? Mainly the new album or is it a mix of things? Do people get mad if you don't play that song?
They're we get stuff thrown at us if we don't do Melina, but we don't do it.
Can't
be,
really?
Yeah, I can't be bothered.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh god, about 5 years ago, probably.
So that's your creep, like Radiohead has creep, and
it depends on the audience. Sometimes we'll just have done a slow, soppy one, and then they'll ask for another one. I thought, oh, come on, you know, we got to break it up now.
But you react to the audience if they want to hear something. Can they request something if they?
And so, sometimes I'll do it, and sometimes I'll go, oh, don't feel like it.
What does it depend on?
It depends whether I'm feeling like it.
All right, well. So, also, es kann sein, dass ihr heute Abend, wenn ihr im Columbia Theater dann da seid und James Hunter spielt, dass er euch einen Wunsch erfüllt, aber nur, wenn ihm danach ist. Und dann habe ich gefragt, wann ihm danach ist, und er so, wenn mir halt danach ist. How long is the show going to be? You have like that huge catalog.
Oh yeah, well, we if we did all of it, we'd be there all night.
Well,
you know?
Yeah,
so
no, you'd be there for a week,
probably. About an hour and 15.
Uh-huh. And then come out three times for...
I don't know what that is in German hours, whether that is longer or short.
What? Because we have the metric system?
Yeah. Ours, we our minutes are counted in 12s or something like that.
Uh-huh.
we're still doing the Imperial thing. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. James hat gesagt irgendwie so, also er würde jetzt sagen, die Show heute Abend geht 1:15, aber er weiß nicht genau, wie viel das hier in Zentraleuropa ist, weil wir berechnen ja alles ein bisschen anders mit dem metrischen System und so weiter. Wenn ihr da hingehen wollt, 030-2000-9000, wenn ihr heute Abend zu The James Hunter 6 in Columbia Theater wollt, 030-2000-9000. James, you're off to the soundcheck now?
Yes, off to work.
Have a good one and enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you, Tom. Nice.
Thank you for
thanks
being
for
here.
Us. Pleasure.